This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. Today we are going to review Terminator Dark Fate for you. My name's Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then. This is the sixth film in the Terminator franchise, though you would not know it because it's actually meant to work as the third film. It is directed by Tim Miller of Deadpool fame with a screenplay by, okay, bear with me here, five dudes.
What?
David Goyer, Justin Rhodes, and Billy Ray, from a story by Cameron, Charles H. Egli, Josh Friedman, Goyer, and Rhodes, and of course James Cameron and David Ellison are the film's producers. Stars, Linda Hamilton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mackenzie Davis, Natalia Reyes, Gabriel Luna, and Diego Boneta. The music, I think is notable, is by Tom Holkenborg, aka Junkie XL.
Of course you do.
It's 128 minutes long. The budget was somewhere between $185 to $196 million.
What?
So the fact that it's taken $23 million to this point, slightly problematic. But of course, again, we're recording before even Sunday actuals have been acknowledged.
Yeah. Okay.
So it needs to make about $400 million before everybody is happy. Now, big thanks to Natasha Louise for getting us into the advanced screening this one. But had a great time there. Once again, she always puts on a good show.
She's so the best.
Thank you to her. All right, Wayne, what is this one about?
Okay, so in Terminator Dark Fate, we see a current-day Mexico City, which is the reality that happened after Sarah Connor and the Terminator destroyed Skynet in T2. We see this young factory worker named Danny Ramos, who's living with her brother and dad in this town in Mexico City. And then a newly modified liquid Terminator, the Rev-9 model, arrives from the future and has a mission to kill Danny. Sound familiar? also sent back in time is Grace, a hybrid cyborg human who must protect Danny from the seemingly indestructible other Terminator. Sound familiar? And there's a bunch of shenanigans. And these two women soon find this like pair of unexpected allies, the seasoned warrior, Sarah Connor, and the original T-800 Terminator, Arnold. So they turn up and that's when shit goes down. Paul?
All right, that is a fairly accurate recounting, and you are right. I think your implication there in the description is this is very derivative of both the first and the second Terminator films.
Which is fine to do if done right.
Right. Well, I believe, if I may now go back quite a few years.
Go on.
You pretty much jizzed all over The Force Awakens for doing exactly, if not way worse.
Now, that's
the same
an example of doing it right.
Oh, damn!
Take it back!
Arnold and the soundboard is going to get some working out.
Oh, God. That's just great.
Today. All right. Wayne, what did you think overall of Terminator Dark Fate?
It's always bad when you start a review with, well, let's go over the good things first.
No, it's not. There are a lot of good things.
Okay. No, there are good things in here. Now, listen, these performances are fantastic. Okay. I love Linda being this old, grizzled, sort of like warrior female now, right? The girl.
Sarah Connor, which is a film I've now completely confirmed in this way that. Really, John Connor's not the important character. Sarah Connor is.
We'll get to that. Yep. We'll get to that. All right. So the girl, what's her name? Mackenzie someone?
Davis.
Yes. I basically thought was fucking Robin Wright. Like, I'm like, did they youngify Robin Wright? She looks exactly the same, dude. I'm like, damn. Lovely girl.
You said that walking out of the cinema.
I was like,
that's
Robin Wright, son.
I couldn't tell if you were being joking or not.
I was looking at her face going, that is totally Robin Wright for now. Anyway.
There is a similarity, I will acknowledge.
They're the exact same person.
I think Robin Wright, the Princess Bride, has...
She had long hair. You couldn't make the call. Anyway, whatever. So that was those forms is all very good. They've done something with the plot here, which you see at the very beginning, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
Spoilers only, because this is, if you're new to the show, welcome. It's great to have you here, but we will not spoil anything until after you hear the clear soundboard delineation thereof.
Right. The reason or the excuse they give for having Arnold in this Terminator after his having destroyed himself in Terminator 2 is unsatisfactory, and I have problems with it.
I have no problems
with it. Okay, all right,
otherwise,
fine.
This film doesn't exist, pretty much.
We'll talk. The actual action scene's great. All the CGI, great. I mean, they're fine. They're fine. They're not like world-blowing, and they're not as good as T2.
We had polar opposite reactions to this movie.
When I say great, I'm like, they're good. They're possible, and the CGI is well done. All right?
Mostly.
It ain't
there's
like,
some really bad
is
moments.
There some? Okay, yeah. I'll have to talk about that. But my issue is that there's just nothing new here. There's just like,
no,
this becomes...
You're absolutely right. What did you get Force Awakens, Wayne?
I can't remember.
Score. I'm pretty sure it was 4 stars, if not higher back in those days.
Probably should have been 5.
It's exactly the fucking
same.
Yep.
No, here's what happens with The Force Awakens, all right? Force Awakens gives you beats that are homages. And the thing is, you're in a position now with The Force Awakens where everyone wanted to see it. Everyone was looking for the familiarity.
That's not about the film and how well the film was done.
No,
film retrod the same plot beats way worse than this movie did.
And it was fucking enjoyable and beautiful. First, everyone loved
it. Take a big
it.
Step
Fuck
back. And literally...
Fuck your own face!
No. That Force Awakens was the bomb because we were just having a good time in the cinema.
Right,
you know why?
I will tell you right now. No. If I had The Force Awakens and Terminator Dark Fate and I was like, yeah, can I only watch one? I'm watching Terminator Dark Fate.
That's because you're a fucking bitch. All right? Ain't got shit to do with the movies, all right? Now, the reason this is not like The Force Awakens, right, is that everything was just, I don't know about you, but I felt no magnanimous, like I didn't care as much about the lead, and just, this is giving you every plot beat.
I'll agree.
It just didn't mean as much. I don't know what it was.
Look, not that she's bad in the
film. She's a lovely girl,
but
whatever.
Her character is, I agree, and Rey is a better main character in The Force Awakens if we're making that comparison.
Again, see, it's a totally different thing. You cannot compare them. They're not doing the same thing.
Well, you can. They're sci-fi action films. And they both tread so heavily on what worked before.
Everything is execution, and the executions are completely different.
I would argue this film makes more of its own waves than Force Awakens does. It took Rian Johnson to come along in Last Jedi and shake things up, which people fucking hated.
Yes.
And some people loved.
That's what I'm saying. You have to do Star Wars a certain way. This isn't Star Wars. I'm just saying. They're not comparable, really. They're both different.
Okay, we've heard what you've had to suggest. Yeah. I think this film is pretty good.
Really?
Mm.
Interesting.
Compared to the pieces of shit that are Rise of the Machine, Salvation, and Genesis, which is the biggest load of absolute turd ever.
I think you should compare it to T2 because that's a sequel to it.
It's nowhere near T2.
Yeah, nothing.
Neither is The Force Awakens anywhere near Empire Strikes Back or any of the original trilogy. Anyone who says otherwise is fucking fooling themselves.
I like Star Wars less than I like. Anyway, we'll talk later. Anyway. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, point being, that's not a fair comparison of the... And look, it is daylight between... Look, you can debate this to the end of time, T2, T1, whatever.
Mm.
For me, it's daylight between those two films. And this one, it's not that great. But compared to what we had in the intervening 28 years, this is so much better.
Mm.
And that's why I liked it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, the relative liking and shit, that's a factor, absolutely. I think this Terminator being like that, he is half Robert Patrick and half T-800, as in he's got a skeleton, but then his fucking...
That's pretty cool.
That's
one of the best things.
That is actually great about it. Like, he can actually fight other people.
It's almost unfair.
It's completely unfair.
Like, this Terminator is so far advanced over all the other ones. It's just like, no wonder it takes a team of four of them to go against it.
Well, this is why, like, this is what's interesting, I guess, about it is that, okay, so they stopped Skynet, but someone just did it anyway. Someone else just did it anyway. You know what I mean?
Well, so that's a very good point. But yeah, look, okay. Okay, look, we obviously have a different opinion here to a degree. And that's all right, because I love it when you're Negatron and I am not.
Yeah, it doesn't happen a lot, that's for sure.
What didn't you like generally about the film? And then I'll reveal the same, then we can get into spoilers and talk more freely.
The thing that I didn't like was it was a spoiler, so I can't lay onto it. Right. But I would probably say to you that it's when I walked out of it, I remember thinking to myself, that was a decent action. There's nothing wrong with anything like that.
It's a couple of great action
scenes. It's not a horrible movie or anything.
I would say the action scene above the plane on the plane is excellent.
Yeah, I would agree too.
Crashing into the body of water that it does, that was really great.
Yeah. All the stuff, like, I had no problems with the actual stuff itself. I don't think it's a bad movie, but I think it's... God. Nothing. It's not. It's like I said.
Because otherwise, Arnie would say,
"Take it back."
Shut up. So, if you're going for, like, this is the thing that James Cameron did, and this is the only one sanctioned by him because he's producing it, you know, and
look,
like all that sort
of
shit.
Those with a long memory will remember. Will acknowledge this. James Cameron also sanctioned Terminator Genesis.
No, but he didn't produce it, did he?
No, he didn't produce it. But he got on board, basically saying, "This is a great." Fuck off. James Cameron is a businessman first.
Agree. Completely.
And whatever else second. So apparently there was a lot of fighting between him and Tim Miller about how this film would go.
Interesting.
Acknowledged publicly in the media that there was a lot of blood on the ground about the final edit.
That's so.
So that's fascinating. I'm not sure who won. I would guess James Cameron,
yeah,
to be perfectly honest. But the big thing about this film is that Sarah Connor is the main character. Everybody else is playing to her tune, whereas arguably in all the other Terminator films, she hasn't been.
I would argue in the
first one, probably the first one. Yeah. Second one, definitely not. It's John Connor.
No, it's definitely John Connor.
Right. So that's a big sort of change up of the lore of the film, which is fun.
No, I enjoy that part of it.
I also think that, okay, here's what didn't work. Too much CGI. Some places look really fake.
I'll have to look at it again.
Really fake.
Actually, I'm not doing
particularly
that.
Particularly the first action scene. I'm like,
really?
Oh, God, when the Rev 9's jumping around.
Well, the jumping was shit. That was a bit, sorry, I would agree. I do, I noticed that for sure.
That was harsh. Yes, it is a retread, so it doesn't get a lot of points for originality. But here's where it gets huge points for me.
Go on.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is the best he's been since he's come back to acting by a billion miles.
Okay, so you're talking about his lines, right? Like,
it's like, it's even I don't, and obviously you disagree. I even like the development they have to that character. I can buy into it because I was so charmed. This is the Arnie that we all fell in love with in the 80s and the 90s. This is, for me,
perfect
Arnie.
No,
his age.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Him executing that, now the Terminator has a conscience thing. I think it's okay to say that. That is executed by him and written by him very well. I mean, but like, you know, like
delivered,
yeah. The reason for that is my problem, but the execution of that is not so bad at all. Like, I actually think that he makes a joke about interior design, and I told him, don't do it, you know, and shit like that. And like,
I think when he came into the film, it saved him.
I was waiting for it, because sitting there going, oh, this is going quite a long time.
That's not a spoiler, because he's in the second billing in the credits. Yeah. He's in the trailer. Arnold comes into this film.
When he comes in, it makes it like, oh, okay, I liked it. So that's the thing. I was never bored in this movie. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It is actually a fine film. It's just that if you're looking for this thing that it's what we've waited for forever,
In that regard, I 100% agree with
you. Yeah. So
this is not Terminator
2. But I had a lot of good things about this fucking thing before I started. I
avoided it.
I avoided every trailer.
I didn't even watch. I watched the first teaser trailer and never watched another trailer after that. So I came in very, very blind.
Yeah. And that's fine. You know, and that's good, in fact. And I was surprised when this Hispanic sort of like.
That did surprise me.
That was cool. Oh, because it's set in Mexico. Fair enough. They would make that sense.
Here's another negative then on the film. Geez, do we shoehorn in the political nature of America at present with the wall and the immigration and, oh, God.
When I saw it was set in Mexico, I'm like, if they do this shit, I'm going to be pissed off, right?
And that's fair. And if you're dark on that, like, come on.
Well, I didn't think it was too much. Like, it's a product
of the time, and hopefully 5 years from now, it just won't be.
Well, that's the thing. If you can't date a movie, if I was writing this movie, you can't.
The film.
Well, I mean, look, the border crossing thing has always been an issue in like California, right?
But not to this extent where it plays on it so hard.
Well, yeah.
For me, it was on the nose.
For me, it didn't kill me or anything like that, but I was like, yeah, I understand. It didn't play it too hard that I was like, this is going to date the film now. You know what I mean?
Think it will.
Okay, fair enough.
In due course. All right, look, anyway, let's get into spoilers on the other side of this. But Wayne, is it a recommend or is it not?
Yeah, it is, because it's not a hard recommend. Like, you got to see this thing. But if you like Terminator, you'll like this.
Okay, yep, I can live with that. Mm-hmm. I think that's basically where I stand as well. So there we are. Recommend for the countdown. Let's hear what we have to say on the other side of the spoilers. All right, it's free for all now. If you haven't seen the film yet, do turn off. If you have and you're interested, great. Wayne?
Okay.
What's your big problem then with the plot the way you described it?
So they just fucking kill John Connor with a shotgun blast and that's the reason everything happens? Remember now, people, John Connor was the guy. This is shit, all right? John Connor was the reason for T2. He, as you said, the main character, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He's now, don't get me wrong, the scene where this happens is fucking amazing. The youngification technology.
That looked really good.
Dude, it looked amazing. Linda Hamilton looks exactly how, you know. Like,
I thought Edward Furlong looked amazing.
Edward Furlong actually almost looked too young.
I thought he was going to say, hasta la vista.
Yes.
No, shine on, dickwad.
What was that? Okay, I missed that part. I forgot that part. But yeah, he turns around.
I'm mixing my quotes up.
It's okay. Watch it. Yeah, so he turns around. There's a Terminator there. It's Arnie, young Arnie again, right?
With sunglasses on and all obscured and barely shown. It's not him, it's the other two.
Yeah, it was the other two that was impressive, right?
The Connors.
And then so he just goes, boom. And Edward Furlong's like, oh, look at this shit. All of a sudden he's a little bitch again. He could at least dove to the side or something. So that happened. I don't like the way he went down, all right? I don't like the fact that he went down. Because that's the one thing, right? The other thing is, oh, shit. So Terminator can now learn and grow a conscience, okay?
I think that's well established in Terminator 2.
In Terminator 2, the director's cut, there's actually the one of the extra scenes is when they go into his head and fuck with the chip, and now he can learn shit and be a conscience. And that's why it was so sad when he died.
Not in the theatrical release, doesn't count.
Yeah, okay, fine. But well, it's actually supporting your point, because like that's what's going to happen. Yeah. But anyway, all right, so that's there. If that is the case, then Arnie didn't need to die in the first Terminator. He could have just learned lived with
because he was worried that they would
the
find
Skynet chip.
They would find his pieces and still make Skynet otherwise.
Well, how about this then? Why did Skynet send another
Skynet
fucking terror?
Didn't.
Yes, it did.
No.
Arnie was from Skynet. He was still roaming the Earth
So what happened was back in the day, we saw one Terminator.
Yes,
right. Sent in the first Terminator film.
That's right.
The second Terminator, the Human Resistance reprogram that Terminator to come back to protect Sarah.
So who sent the Terminator that killed Edward Furlong?
Skynet,
yeah. Right?
But it's the same era of, you know, they're still sending the same Terminators back. That one could have been wandering the planet for years looking for her. And now John Connor.
No, that's bullshit. They knew where she was going to be. That's why Arnie went there in the first place, all right? And if Skynet's so smart to know when... And even the Resistance knew where to drop Kyle Reese. So they know where the subject is. This guy wasn't fucking... didn't teleport to fucking Botswana.
Well, okay.
Okay, that's some bullshit, right? But secondly...
No, because she moved to wherever the fuck she was. Whatever Mexican place, wherever they were at the start of the film, I forget.
Yeah, so when did fucking, like... Well, that means Skynet's too stupid to send two Terminators at the same time?
No, but it sent heaps of Terminators. That
if
was
it sent
my
heaps, why would it send them all, like, 2 years apart? Just send them all at once and Kyle Reese can't do shit to you.
I will give you why didn't they send heaps at the start if they could. And why didn't we have an army descending on them at the same time?
Yes.
You have to buy into that. I will give you that.
Yeah.
But otherwise... I don't see a problem.
I don't know. It seems like this is very Newt from Aliens, where they just kill someone in the start to get someone. You know what I mean? Like, it's from an
I had no problem with them killing Edward Furlong, because who wants to see fat, 43-year-old Edward Furlong?
Oh, no. It would have been some other character. I'm never watching fucking Edward Furlong trying to bank Punky Brewster again. Like, you know, that's
ex-prison con Edward
Furlong. None of that. But I would have liked, to make it, I had a problem with that part of the plot, and I think that made it less meaningful for me.
I think some fans are with you on that. To be absolutely fair. I had zero problem. Because I really liked Linda Hamilton because she can act. And
sure.
As I've already said, I really liked Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think halfway through the film...
I agree, Arnie's the shit.
I was like, meh. This film is meh.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's meh, which is bad.
But then Arnie comes in and just adds that extra element to the group. And I really like the fact he can come in and save the day. He just augments what's already happening between the three women.
Well, I read somewhere that some SJW has written that... Well, it's great to see these strong women coming together and doing this, but then they still got saved by the male.
No, fuck off. They did not. He was the difference, like, that put them over the edge, but without those three, he had no fucking chance. So that is a really limited...
That's
a really, like, oh my God, I want to get internet notoriety.
When I read it, I was like, fuck off.
Not one...
It's crap.
Not that I... After we see the film, I go and read reviews. No one has talked about how this is not appropriate for this day and age.
Oh,
fuck off.
If anyone did that, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. But
no, they in fact, it was really... I only realized this at whatever point of the film. It was really nice to see, hey, it's three women characters, female characters, who are trying to save the world here. Mm. And then, yes, Arnie comes in to help. He doesn't save the day, but he is the difference insofar as...
Well, they're cooked without him in that last scene.
Well, yeah, but they're cooked without any of them. Yeah. That's the point. And it's three women and one men. So fucking, how could you read it that way?
Because they never saved him. He only saved them. I think that's what that was.
No, they save him numerous times. Yes.
Perhaps you're right. Okay. Yeah.
He would have been destroyed
again,
if not for
that. I don't agree with the article. It's bullshit. So,
but that is a really bad read of the
film. Pure crap.
As far as I'm concerned.
Someone getting an ass.
And I think they're very careful about that. They very carefully minded their P's and Q's.
Hmm.
As I said, the action scene on the plane is astoundingly good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. The comedy that Arnie brings and even the back and forth between him and Sarah Connor is excellent.
I actually think that was my favorite
given
part.
Given that he is the model that killed John Connor.
That's right.
And by the scar on the face. Mm-hmm. That was awesome as. And yeah, look, I knew he was, and the film makes no bones about he's done at the end of this film. Though that said, there's plenty of other Terminators potentially on it. But that one is done. That was great.
I don't know. That whole thing, I grew a conscience thing. I don't know if I... I don't know. That was... Again, it's an idea that I probably... Not an execution.
I'm all right with that.
So.
And so, yeah. I dug this movie. Would I buy it and own it? Yeah, but just...
I think the way I felt when I walked out of the cinema was like, look, I didn't have a bad time in there, but I don't know that this was anything that impressed me.
It's not rave-worthy. No. We talk about this all the time. It's all about expectations.
Expectations, absolutely.
My expectations were pretty low.
And mine were about medium to sort of slightly higher than medium.
So I'm pleased with it. I'm glad we got this movie. Do we need any more? Probably not. Like, you could continue with this now from where they leave
Not if it's going to be like this.
But
you have to do something real fun.
Look, no one gives a shit what we think in that regard.
Mm.
Hollywood, if it makes money, they'll make another one. But if it tanks big time, they won't.
Mm. And I can't see why it wouldn't make money.
No, it's a big budget. It's a really big budget.
Yeah, I suppose. It didn't look that 200.
It's also a bit more violent than all the other Terminator films.
Yeah, skewering and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of skewering. And again, can I emphasize the coolness of the Rev 9 design? It's fucking phenomenal. Sometimes the CG of it is a bit dodgy.
Yeah, that's fine. My bigger issue is that when something is so relentlessly unstoppable...
Yeah, it's unfair.
It gets a bit boring. Like, I'm like, well, what are you going to do then?
But that's why it takes all four of them to make a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, can I also mention the Tom Holkenberg score is just phenomenal.
And your fucking scores. All right.
That's right, motherfucker. All right, well, that's all I really have to say.
I want
to
hear your...
You want to hear my score first? Yeah, all right, so final thoughts and score for Terminator Dark Fate. The sixth film in the franchise is definitely the third best film in the franchise. Okay. It's a long way behind Terminator and Terminator 2.
I didn't mean Salvation.
It's way better than Salvation. If this is worse than that. You need your...
Salvation is one of those movies that I like and everyone hates, okay? So there you are. Bitch, please.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly. About right.
All right, I'm giving this a 69.
Oh! 63.
Okay. Hey! Wayne is...
Oh, God. Another fucking wave is wrong person. Sorry about this, everyone. I'm not this person because Paul is a cheeseburger.
Yeah, Wayne.
Yeah, I wouldn't sound like such a bitch.
You wish you could create something as good as that. Sorry. I'll tell you what. Create something better than that. I will substitute you for
Negatron. No, I don't do sound drops, fuckface.
How about that? Code for I can't fuck off.
Yes, but also... No.
All right, there you go. So it is a recommend from the countdown. Two scores in the 60s. Enjoyed it just fine. And
I would probably agree with you, honestly. Just fine.
Oh, sorry, 2019 is rallying late to improve its worth, I have to say.
Yeah, you're a list maker. I'm just waiting for a fun movie.
Well, that was a... what the fuck? How is that not a fun movie?
It's fun enough, I guess. How's that?
Jesus Christ.
All right, I'm waiting for an outstanding movie. Negatron?
Okay, well, fine.
Okay.
We're all waiting for an outstanding movie. Have you seen Parasite yet?
No, and a lot of people talking about this thing.
Or Midsommar.
No, well...
Sort your shit out.
That's going to be the second one, anything. Him? All right, please. All right, cool.
All right, if you agree or disagree with us, let us know via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thecountdownpc. You can follow us and make comment on the show at podbean.com. And check us out on the Australian website. We are a proud part of ccradio.com.au. Check out the other great Australian shows there as well, including Fangirling, Believe, and Fightcast Australia.
Fightcast.
All right, that is it from us. My name is Paul.
My name's Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard, where Wayne apparently...
I stand resolute, motherfucker!
Jesus.
All right.
See you next time.
See ya.